The year 1968 was a time of great social and political unrest in the United States. The Vietnam War had reached a turning point. The Civil Rights Act was signed into law, which helped guarantee fair housing to all Americans. On television, people were watching everything from the Summer and Winter Olympics to the first manned orbit of the moon. Newsmakers from 1968 included President Lyndon Johnson, civil rights leader Martin Luther King Jr., and then presidential candidate Richard Nixon. It was also the year when the Smithsonian Institution opened the National Portrait Gallery to the public. The museum is a short walk from the National Mall in Washington, D.C. To celebrate its 50th anniversary, the museum is presenting a show about that memorable year and the people who helped shape it. It is called 1 Year, 1968, An American Odyssey. The show offers 30 images from photographs, paintings, and magazine covers that represent that period. Museum director Kim Sayet says the show is especially timely as the nation is once again dealing with major political and social changes.
A large part of the dissatisfaction 50 years ago was U.S. involvement in Vietnam. Americans increasingly opposed the war. President Johnson supported the war effort and the government in South Vietnam. His unpopularity is represented in a political cartoon that is part of the exhibit. Artist David Levine created the cartoon. The image shows Johnson as King Lear, the lead character of the Shakespeare play of the same name. As theatergoers know, the king slowly loses his ability to think clearly. Other major social and political issues were entering American culture in 1968, too. Sayet says she sees many similarities between 40 years ago and today.
So, for example, there is a very dramatic cover that was put on Time magazine in June to describe a story that they were doing about the gun in America. And it's very confrontational because a gun is literally pointed at you, the reader, viewer. This is, of course, a conversation that continues in America today.
There is also a photograph of Shirley Anita Chisholm of New York. She was the first African-American woman elected to the House of Representatives. And she was the first African-American woman to compete for the Democratic Party's presidential nomination. We continue to have conversations about our electoral process and how women in politics are faring, Sayet noted.
Another powerful image is of Tommy Smith and John Carlos, two members of the U.S. Olympic team. The picture shows them each raising an arm during a medal ceremony at the Mexico City Games. The two were protesting the mistreatment of African Americans and racial inequality in the United States.
So whether it's Me Too or the Black Lives Matter, there was a sense at that time that I think we can see now of young people stepping forward and saying, we want something different, we want to change, we want to be part of the conversation. And I think that is tremendously interesting.
The National Portrait Gallery went through a careful process to find images that best represented 1968, said James Barber. He is the museum's historian. We were also looking at major newsmakers from that year, he said. Barber added, people remember 1968. It has not been forgotten. There was no other year in the last 50 years that I know of that could compare to 1968. Many images are presented side by side to make a point, Barber said. The photo of Shirley Chisholm hangs near one of former Alabama Governor George Wallace. He may be best remembered for policies meant to separate whites from blacks. And the image of a gun is placed next to a photo of Senator Robert F. Kennedy, who was shot to death in June of 1968. 2 months earlier, a gunman had shot and killed Martin Luther King Jr.
The show also has pictures of people who rose to fame that year. They include Peggy Fleming. She was the only American to win a gold medal at the Winter Olympics that year in France. Another photo shows tennis player Arthur Ashe, who in 1968 captured the U.S. Open Men's Championship. In doing so, he became the first African American to win a major tennis event. Rock music greats also made news in 1968. Jimi Hendrix and Janis Joplin are seen in a black and white image taken by photographer Irving Penn.
One of the most striking images of 1968 was taken on December 24th by astronaut William Anders, one of three Apollo 8 crew members. The three were part of the first manned flight to orbit the moon. Anders' photo provided a never-before-seen look at planet Earth. The historic spaceflight brought a hopeful note to the end of 1968, a year remembered as one of the most eventful in American history. I'm Dorothy Gundy.
And I'm Brian Lynn.